This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Seven Democratic candidates for the U.S. presidency were on hand for a presidential debate Tuesday evening in South Carolina, a match broadcast by CBS News, with Bernie Sanders trying to keep his lead in the polls against a strong challenge from Joe Biden. Mayor Pete Buttigieg was asked what his military experience would bring to the presidency. His comments are courtesy of CBS News.
One of the things that kept me safe, just as sure as my body armor, was the fact that the flag on my shoulder represented a country that was known to keep its word. Our allies and our adversaries knew it. The president has torn that to shreds. And so the first thing we've got to do is restore the credibility of the United States. Second thing we got.
Senator Amy Klobuchar touted herself as a lawmaker who gets things done.
According to Vanderbilt University in Tennessee, last Congress, I was the most effective Democrat in the U.S. Senate on 15 metrics. Bernie and Elizabeth were in the bottom half.
She also noted that she backs lifting the U.S. trade embargo on Cuba.
They like America. They want to be entrepreneurs. And the way that we embrace them and not the socialist regime is by opening up Cuba and starting to do business with them.
The U.S. has imposed new sanctions on 13 entities and individuals in China, Iraq, Russia, and Turkey because of their support of Iran's missile program. The State Department says those sanctions include a Chinese individual named Liu Dingwen, who has also been involved in supplying sensitive items to Pakistan's missile program. Others include Chinese and Turkish export and trading companies. All 13 are accused of violating the 2000 Iran, North Korea, and Syria non-proliferation acts. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Movie mogul Harvey Weinstein spent the night in a hospital rather than the notorious Rikers Island prison where he is expected to await his March 11th sentencing date. Weinstein complained of chest pain Monday after being convicted of third-degree rape and sexual assault. Weinstein's defense team is expected to appeal the verdict. Meanwhile, a group of women in Los Angeles who say he also assaulted them are celebrating his conviction. AP's Margie Zaraletta reports.
The group of women, who include TV reporters, former Harvey Weinstein employees, and actresses including Rosanna Arquette, call themselves the Silence Breakers because they spoke up about what they say he did to them. Weinstein has said all sexual contact was consensual and proclaimed his innocence even as he was convicted. The women say the verdict means that abuse survivors will be believed, even if they go up against a man with the money and power that Weinstein has. Former actress Louisa Geis says her message to Weinstein is that he no longer holds all the cards.
We will see you here in Los Angeles, where hopefully your conviction will leave you in jail for life.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Longtime Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak has died at the age of 91. His death was reported Tuesday by state television. The iron-fisted leader ruled Egypt for almost 30 years before being swept from power in 2011 after 18 days of popular protests. Edward Uranian has more from Cairo.
Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, who took power in 1981 after his predecessor Anwar Sadat was killed in a hail of bullets, ruled the country with a firm hand for nearly 30 years, presiding over what some call a long era of peace and prosperity, and others condemn for corruption and stagnation. Following the announcement of his resignation on February 11, 2011, Mubarak remained in Egypt, eventually being put on trial for the killings of protesters during 18 days of demonstrations to oust him. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
President Trump is trying to minimize fears about the coronavirus. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Very well under control in our country.
At a news conference in India, the president said very few Americans have the virus. Hours later on Capitol Hill, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said more will get it.
We cannot hermetically seal off the United States to a virus.
Azar defended the administration's response so far and its emergency request for $2.5 billion to get ready for a potential outbreak. Republican Senator Richard Shelby was among those from both parties questioning whether that's enough, warning a spreading virus could become an existential threat.
If you lowball something like this, you'll pay for it later.
This is VOA News.